Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Monica, there are a lot of people who are, of course, still frustrated with Governor Andrew Cuomo and the way that he's been handling this pandemic and the restrictions involved. You know, we got this announcement today about the movie theaters. Do you think it's time that the legislature start to take over some of the emergency powers that the governor had? Because there were a lot of concerns last week from protesters who said they're going to continue the emergency powers through the budget next year. Do you think that's going to be a concern that can be addressed by the legislature now?
Yeah, I absolutely think the legislature should be addressing it. I know we've had discussions. I do think we need to continue to follow the science, and we do need to recognize that, you know, this is not behind us. And government, one of the reasons we gave them the emergency powers was to recognize that there are going to be times when government needs to be more nimble. And sometimes that's, you know, it's hard to get the legislature together and come to an agreement, a three-way agreement. So that's one of the reasons why the emergency powers are still in place. But that being said, even under the emergency powers, we have the ability to override it. And I think that we should be doing that at times.
Right. Yes. Now, do you think it should be done?
Well, I think that if we can't work things out, like this was one of the things I was working on for quite some time, and I was getting very frustrated. But ultimately, we came to a resolution. So I think as long as we can continue to do that, we're in good shape.
You're approaching, and I'm sorry, Mike, you're approaching, I'll ask this because the Christmas crap is already in the store. Won't be long before he presents you with a budget.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
These emergency powers, are we in a situation where he can just say, this is the way it's going to be, folks?
Oh, no, absolutely not. The legislature will not stand for that. The legislature is going to participate in the budget, I'm sure of that. I would be shocked, and I would be very vehemently opposed to the legislature not participating in the budget. I mean, we've participated in funding all of, I can't imagine we're going to do that. We won't do that. That would be irresponsible.
So when do you think it's going to be time then for the legislature to take away those emergency powers? I know you mentioned following the science, but just about everything has been opened up now except for music venues, the Bills Stadium, and just various restrictions, the 50% capacity that we're hearing.
Right. Well, so those are science-based decisions, right? So they should be guided by science and not by, you know, political pressures in different communities, which is one of the reasons why there's been this incremental role and why New York is standing out amongst other states as being very, very responsible. So, to your point about, you know, we actually have been acting. We've been meeting remotely. We've been passing legislation. We've been passing emergency legislation to protect people, to help people throughout this pandemic. And we will continue to do that.
So if someone were to say, a constituent, the governor runs the show. It's pretty much he can do what he wants. He's changed laws, more than 200 of them, without any legislative oversight. What are we paying you people for?
I disagree with that assumption. I don't think that that's true at all. We have been involved in these discussions. I've been working with the governor's office to get bowling alleys open, to get movie theaters open, to get the mall open, if you remember my press conference before the mall. So it's not true at all. Constituents say a lot of things, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's true. You know, there's a lot of rhetoric out there that we're not doing anything. That's absolutely 100% not true.
You would understand the question.
Well, I hear the question. I've heard the question. But I also know that there's a lot of people in my community who know what I've been doing throughout this pandemic.
Let me ask it to you this way. I mean, are you still cool with him having all this basically dictatorial powers right now?
So, again, to repeat, to the extent that we're talking about situations where it should be science-based decisions, the governor and the Department of Health have been incrementally rolling things out. The legislature has been participating, whether it's publicly or behind the scenes, like Sean and I were just talking about this morning. We're participating in this decision making. So the idea that we're not having any role whatsoever is just absolutely false.
Where do you see
it might be time to roll things back for him a little bit.
Again, just to reiterate, we've always had the authority to override a decision. There has to be a consensus. I might disagree with my colleagues and think we absolutely should override his decision on X, Y, and Z. All of the delegation might believe we should override his decision on X, Y, and Z, but we still need a majority of the legislature to do that. And the governor has to sign off on it. So
the last part
of the governor signs off on it as well, right?
Yeah, so he signs off on whatever you guys do, even if you go against.
Remember, when we passed this emergency legislation?
I remember.
Right, we didn't have the authority to meet. We didn't, this was a bipartisan legislation. You know, the senators locally voted for it, the assembly members locally voted for it. It was something that we all recognized needed to be done because we didn't know what we were facing.
It was part of a $40 million COVID bill. And no one's going to say no to that.
Well,
being tucked in there. And I think some people, even some people on his side of the aisle, Assemblyman Gosford's been there for 100 years. He even stood up and said, I don't know about this guy. Did you have reservations at that time or no?
I think we all had reservations about the extent of it, but I think we all recognized that there needed to be. It wasn't just because of the $40 million. It was also the recognition that we were facing something we hadn't faced in 100 years, and we didn't have the ability as a legislature to even meet at that point. So there was a recognition that that was, that was something that needed to be done. The government needed to be more nimble. We needed to purchase respirators. We couldn't wait for the normal contracting purchase situation to do that. So these are examples of what we had to do.
Real quick, yesterday the governor said, it might be time to rethink this quarantine thing, especially with the border states. We have rapid testing now that can give you a result in less than 20 minutes. Maybe instead of just saying everybody from Texas, you gotta stay someplace or else, and we really can't follow them around. Maybe we should do, like, if you got rapid tests, maybe we should concentrate them on people coming in. What do you think about that whole idea?
I think that we should be directing the rapid tests to wherever the scientists tell us we should be directing the rapid tests. That's what we should be doing. My understanding is we don't have an unlimited supply. If we do, that's great. But I don't think we do because there hasn't been a national effort to get testing nationally. If there is, that would be great. So, all right, thank you very much.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.